Good morning. This is Marco with Tufted Egg Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Monday, August 22nd. In the news this morning, overnight, eBuy prices were December corn up a quarter cent at 623 and a half, December wheat down 2¾ cents, 768 and a quarter, and November beans up 8¾ cents at 1412 and three quarters. Beans higher overnight. Not quite sure why, except maybe the weather's a little bit too dry. Kansas, Nebraska look dry this week, the next 6 to 10 days. That may be part of the problem out here. The wheat was a little bit lower overnight as there weren't any nuclear reactor problems in Ukraine. No problems still exist. Waiting to see what the International Atomic Energy inspectors have to say. But so far, things don't look too bad. The stock market looks to open up about 360 lower. Silver is down 22. The dollar is up 20, pushing new contract high closes up here. I think that's a combination of recession fears. I think that's what put some pressure on the corn and wheat during the day. Overnight, we were up and down. Beans were 10 lower to 10 higher. Wheat was 9 lower to 8 higher. So we kind of had a back and forth all night long. But overall, we'll have the crop progress tonight. I'm guessing the trade's looking for a 1% to 2% decline on corn and beans. We'll have the inspections report at 10 o'clock. I don't think there'll be anything too special out there. I think the big news for the week is we'll have the Pro Farmer Tour, and that should show iffy corn, but not terrible, and beans, you know, not perfect, but not bad either. So I think, you know, bean yields are going to be over 51 bushels. Corn, I think, will wind up between 175 to 176, somewhere in that range. We'll have to see what they come up with out here. I'm not sure why the recession fears got into this thing, but the Dow's now down 367, so that doesn't really bode well. But we have a tendency of opening lower and then coming back. Pretty much a lot of these commodities out here. So we'll see if that holds true here today. But I think the market's going to be watching any kind of news out of Russia, any kind of news out of China, and then we'll have to just see where this thing goes. But I think the pros are going to be more than willing sellers on rallies out here. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TTH.